Audio file lesson 37, Elijah and Ahab. Message: We believe in the one true living God. Bible text: 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 29 to 33 and 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1 to 7. Elijah and Ahab. Ahab was the king over Israel. King Ahab married Jezebel from Sidon. She brought her gods and prophets with her from her homeland. One of the gods was Baal. Not long after, Jezebel persuaded King Ahab to worship Baal as well. They believed that Baal ruled over heaven and earth. They built temples and altars for their god. One day Elijah went to King Ahab and warned him, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, I tell you there will be no dew or rain in the next few years except as my word." God then spoke to Elijah and said, "Go eastward and hide at the brook of Cherith. I have ordered the ravens to feed you, and you can drink from the brook." Elijah did what God told him to do. He went to the place where the Lord had sent him. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and evening. He also drank from the brook of Cherith. After a while, the brook dried up, and God told Elijah to travel to Zarephath. Suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dresses and additional materials like an eye doll, a crown, or something. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Now discuss with the children the following points. Point 1. Why do you think Elijah goes to King Ahab? Point 2. What makes it so difficult for them to remain faithful to God? Point 3. Ahab worships Baal and is a bad example for the Israelites. Point 4. Why does God send ravens to Elijah with food? Point 5. What does Elijah do? Now have the children repeat the following points. 1. Elijah did not let Ahab influence his belief in God. 2. We should not bow down to other gods. Real life application. Explain the following to the children. Ahab worshipped idols. In that time, there are a lot of strange idols too. What are idols today? Now, things which draw us away from God, they may not be bad. However, if we spend more time with them than with God, they can draw us away from God. Now, the third point, what are examples for these? We only use time for pleasure, parties, social media. We imitate stars more than our parents. We shall only worship God, our Heavenly Father. Now repeat the message, we believe in one true living God. This is the end of our story. Enjoy your lesson.